What's up, y'all? Time to vibe with Danielle, part two. That's four. Okay, so bracket time. I have spent hours upon hours rocking my basketball brain, trying to find the best picks for this NCAA bracket. There's really no scientific purpose to this other than I like what I like, and that's what I go with. So let's see how this instinct kicks in the spirit of basketball time. All right, so we have a couple of games going on today. So in the Howard versus Wagner game, I picked Howard. Virginia and Colorado State, I am going Colorado State. Montana State and Grambling. Can you guess? I am going Grambling, just because it's more fun to say. All right, let's go Grambling. And then we've got Boise State and Colorado. Boise State, all the way. All right, so those are the picks for tonight. Let's see how well I do. Moving into the major games for this weekend. All right, so starting on the 21st, here are my preliminary picks. All right, 21st and 22nd, here we go. So you've got UConn and Stetson. I'm going UConn. You have Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. Well, I consider myself a Florida girl, so we are going FAU. All right, then you have San Diego State and UAB. Well, I didn't really like San Diego when I went there for a conference a couple years ago, so I'm picking UAB, because why not? There's a rhyme and a reason, right? Auburn and Yale. I am going Auburn. It's a much warmer state. Okay, then I'm tired of being in the cold. There we go. BYU and Duquesne. Well, that's just fun to say, and let's go Duquesne. I'm really thinking you might pull it off here, all right? Then we've got Illinois and Morehead State. Well, again, I'm going Morehead State because I am a believer in some of these underdogs, and I really just want to see who's going to prevail and come together as a cohesive unit in the most trying times of their basketball careers right now. What you did last year doesn't matter. It's all about the momentum going into these rounds of playoffs. All right, so Morehead State, let's have some fun. And then you got Washington State and Drake. Well, I'm picking Drake, just straight up picking Drake. All right, Iowa State and South Dakota State. Let's go Iowa State. Let's keep it rolling there. North Carolina, and I just again said Howard is going to take Wagner, all right? So now I'm picking North Carolina, all right? So Wagner, you're out. Howard, you're out. North Carolina, you're in. All right, let's go Mississippi State and Michigan State. Well, had family in Mississippi for a little while, so we're going Mississippi State. Let's go for it. All right, St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. Well, Grand Canyon just sounds fun. Let's go Grand Canyon. All right, Alabama and Charleston. I'm picking Bama because, again, from the South, let's say you got a great football program. Can't deny that. Got great coaches there right now for football, so I'm just going to tap into the Bama magic right now. So I'm picking Bama on that one. All right, Clemson and New Mexico. I will pick Clemson on that one. Baylor and Colgate. I'm going Baylor. Why? Baylor. All right. And here we have Dayton and Nevada. I am going Nevada. Let's just do that. Okay, Arizona and Long Beach State. I am going Arizona on that one. All right, so there are the first rounds for the East and the West. Let's move it on over to the South and the Midwest. All right, South bracket. This is the one I'm actually really having fun with and hoping that this pays off because I'm going on a big limb here. I really think there might be some Cinderella upside upsets in this division. Let's see how far I can take it, because, you know, I like to push the boundaries and take things a little farther than most. All right, Houston and Longwood. All right, Houston, you are being touted. I get it. I am picking you for that game. Okay, Nebraska and A&M. Well, I am a Texas girl, so Giggum Aggies. All right, A&M, you are going on. Here we go. James Madison and Duke. Now, if this was Duke from years ago, I would have picked Duke, but you know what? Here is my Cinderella. I am going James Madison. Yes, a little Madison action. Here we go. Okay. Texas Tech and NC State. Well, again, let's keep the Texas blood flowing and pick Texas Tech. All right. Kentucky and Oakland. I'm going Kentucky. Yes, I am. Can you see the Southern vibes I got going? Let's see. You're going to pick the next one, of course. We got Florida. And I already said that it's going to be Boise State over Colorado. So, Florida Gators, let's go. All right. Chomp, chomp. Okay. Then we have Marquette and Western Kentucky. I like Marquette. It's just fun to say. So Marquette is going. All right. Then we have Purdue. And I said Grambling State, but I am picking Purdue. How can you not pick Purdue, right? They earned that number one seed. Let's keep it going. All right, Purdue. Let's see how far you can go. All right. Then we have Utah State and TCU. Okay. Well, as much as I do love Texas, I picked Utah State on this one. But you know what? If TCU, if you guys can come out, I might be tipped to you. So there we go. All right. Gonzaga and McNeese. I've always picked Gonzaga. I will always pick Gonzaga. Let's go. All right. You know, I do love me some Bulldogs. Okay. Kansas and Samford. Picking Samford. Why the hell not? All right. South Carolina and Oregon. Let's see. Waddle, waddle, waddle. I'm picking Oregon Ducks. Let's go, Ducks. All right. Creighton and Akron. Well, Creighton's just more fun to say than Akron. So I'm picking Creighton in this one. Plus, it's a number 3 seed against a number 14 seed. So 3 is my favorite number. And 33 here. Good old Ewing. All right. Let's go on to Texas, and I had picked Colorado State. Well, Texas, all the way, baby, all the way. All right, and Tennessee over St. Peter's. So I did spend a little bit of time in Tennessee, and I had my best Spartan in Nashville, so let's go Tennessee on that one. So that is my Midwest. We have the South. We've got the West and the East. So we shall see how well I do with my picks from that round. I have already picked out my whole entire bracket, so I'm just going to go week by week and situation by situation. We will see. It is all filled in. How close can I come to that national championship pick? Share your picks with me. Tell me what you like about it. Tell me why I'm completely off my rocker. I want to know what you're thinking. So share with me, comment, email me, DM me, whatever it is, and let's have some fun this March Madness season. See y'all later.